President Václav Klaus has hit back at critics of his controversial New Year's Day amnesty. In an exclusive statement for Czech television, Mr. Klaus accused his political opponents and the media of orchestrating a smear campaign to discredit him towards the end of his second term in office. Jan Wellinger has the details.
While President Klaus's initial response to widespread criticism of the amnesty was fairly muted, expressing the hope that the public would see the correctness of his decision in time, he has now come out guns blazing. Coinciding with reports that hundreds of municipalities and schools had taken down his photo in protest of the scope of the amnesty, which could stop a number of major ongoing cases of economic crime and corruption, Mr. Klaus hit back, charging in effect that the amnesty was not the issue at all, but simply a pretext for a massive and underhanded smear campaign. Here's what the president had to say.
Lacina, lživá a zcela jednostranná kampaň médií.
The cheap, mendacious, and absolutely one-sided campaign on the part of the media as well as some politicians over the amnesty is a continuation of something I know well. This is not a campaign against the amnesty per se, but a campaign against me, against the values I defend and represent and have pushed for during two decades in politics. It isn't about the prisoners, about those found guilty or released, about major embezzlers or the victims of crimes. Its purpose is to attack me before I step down.
Václav Klaus stressed that the public, in his view, had largely been manipulated by media reports, drawing a line between those who had been duped and members of the public who apparently saw things as they really stand.
Já musím říci, že se vůbec nedivím, že se při tak...
I have to say I'm not surprised the large part of the population allowed itself to be manipulated by such a massive campaign. At the same time, I value all the more those who resisted manipulation and used their heads. There are more and more of them all the time, and I thank them for their stance.
Samostatné myšlení a statečnost. A nesmírně jim za jejich postoj děkuji.
Although the president has vocal supporters among both politicians and public figures, there are others who think he not only made a serious mistake in the amnesty itself, but also in his response to the widespread protests. Political analyst Jiří Pej suggests that in Tuesday's speech, the president largely overplayed his hand.
Well, I think that President Klaus is trying to repeat history. Unfortunately, as we all know, the history comes the first time as a tragedy and the second time as a farce. He's basically trying to use the so-called Sarajevo syndrome, which he successfully used in 1997 when his government was toppled, and then he put himself into the position of a victim, martyr, who was a victim of a large-scale conspiracy of the castle, central bank and small parties. And now he is basically blaming the media and the public, which has been supposedly seduced by the media. The problem with this argumentation is that there are no concrete culprits that he can name who would be organizing this campaign. Mr. Klaus is desperately trying to fight back, but I think that using the Sarajevo example syndrome is not going to help him very much, because this time around it really strikes many people as a farce.
Commentator Jiří Pehe, ending that report by Jan Wellinger.